I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Legislators are going to try for a third time to put together a state budget. Governor Robert Bentley has given lawmakers a wide berth when it comes to money-making options to help the general fund budget shortfall. However, political commentator and columnist Steve Flowers thinks the short session will make things difficult.
With them having only a two-week window to work with, if you will, I don't see a major agenda thing that's going to be difficult to pass. They're going to go in there and pass what I think is a bare-bones budget.
Legislators have so far been unable to agree on how to handle a projected funding shortfall of at least $200 million. Despite Governor Bentley's request to raise taxes, legislators have taken a firm stance opposing tax increases. The national economy is continuing to grow, according to numbers released last week by the U.S. Department of Labor. The report lists 175,000 new jobs added in the month of August and a national unemployment rate of 5.1%, and that's welcome news to Alabamians. The state saw an increase in unemployment last month, rising from 6.1% to 6.2% from June to July. Chris Liu is the deputy secretary of the U.S. Department of Labor. He says that slight rise in unemployment isn't really cause for concern.
What we always say is not to read too much into one month's job numbers. When you look at Alabama, the unemployment rate in July was 6.2%. That's down from about 6.6% a year ago. So it's certainly trending in the right direction.
Liu says although this month saw impressive job gains across the country, the construction and manufacturing sectors have lagged behind. He believes a long-term federal infrastructure bill would change that. Taking a look at the region's weather forecast in the Tennessee Valley tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 70s, an 80% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. In central and west Alabama tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 70s, followed by a 60% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. And in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-70s and much of the same Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Currently 84 degrees in Huntsville, Jasper, Birmingham, and Montgomery, 88 in Florence, Tuscaloosa, Selma, and Mobile. The time is 4:35. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.